This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago. Thank you for tuning in. There are so many competitors in the streaming market, from Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Video, and a host of others. One of them being PlayStation View by Sony. Joining me to break down this service and what separates it from those competitors is VP Head of PlayStation View, Dwayne Benefield. Thanks for joining me, Dwayne.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about PlayStation View. Why did Sony want to do it in the first place?
You may know, PlayStation as a gaming console, one of the largest connected devices in the world, with over 80 million PlayStation 4s active today. And those people are not only gaming, they're also heavy in terms of consumption of video, and making PlayStation one of the largest distributors of video on demand services. But these same consumers really wanted their live TV, and to get it back in the past, they had to switch to a set-top box or a traditional, cable service. And so we created View basically to allow those users to experience all the great content that exists in pay TV and all those great channels like ESPN and Fox and FS1, AMC, etc., so they could consume that content in a much more interactive way on the same device.
So you're able to get local channels?
Yeah, so on that note, we actually launched over 280 local stations in the last 2 months alone, bringing our total over to 540. So currently in the United States, over half the population has access to all four major broadcast stations, with 98% of the U.S. having at least one.
What about packages? Like, can I get HBO with this?
Yeah, so one thing that makes View unique is we launched back in 2015, not only with packages, but we also truly allow users to have a la carte. So with HBO, Showtime, even channels like Fox Soccer, you can buy it by itself within View. You can bundle, for example, HBO, Showtime, and Epix without having to buy a bigger package. So that, one thing that made us unique for years. But on top of that, when you do buy a bundle of channels, which start at $45, you can also add on HBO, add on Showtime. You add a sports pack. We're one of the few that actually has Red Zone and Strike Zone, the league nets like MLB TV, NFL Network, NBA TV. So we really kind of leaned into making sure users have a full assortment of sports, but in a manner that gives them a lot of choice and flexibility.
Now, I actually had PlayStation View when it first came out. And for me, the biggest selling point was the Discovery ID and Comedy Central. And you guys eventually took that out. What happened there?
The way we look at programming View is, the consumers are paying us, hard-earned dollars, $45 a month minimum now for our package of channels. And so the way I look at that is, what is the best content we can deliver for that $45? And so there's obviously a lot of channels out there, most of which we carry, but there are some, like you mentioned, that we don't. And so it's a continuous evaluation based on what consumers are valuing versus what it costs us, to ensure that we deliver an incredible value proposition. So when we make programming changes, whether it be addition or deletions, it's always with the mindset to improve the value proposition for our consumers.
What about the contractual commitments to the service? Like, if you sign up today, do you have to pay for a year?
Yeah, no, great question. So no, one of the ways we wanted to reinvent TV, we brought all over the best things of cable, including, all the, the big assortment of channels, being able to have watch live, on demand, and actually DVR. We were the first to launch DVR, and we actually don't charge for that, by the way. We wanted to eliminate the bad things about cable, including contracts. So we don't have contracts now. It's a month-to-month service, and there's also a free trial for 5 days. You can sign up and just try it and take it for a test drive.
I have to know this one because Sony's pretty big, and there's so much content when you think of Sony. You got Sony Music, there's Sony Movies, Sony Video Games. At any point, will PlayStation View have anything exclusive that's by Sony?
Let me start off by saying that we have had exclusive channels already. View is a channel-based service, unlike a subscription VOD service. We're focused around channels. And so we have, for example, at one point we launched a Machinima channel exclusively on the platform and others. But we will continuously look at the opportunity to differentiate the service. And content is a key way. And you're right that having access to Sony Pictures or Sony Music is a strategic advantage. And so we are, discussing with them ways that we can actually utilize that sister relationship to actually help differentiate the service.
Well, Dwayne, thank you so much for joining me. And for those listening and they want to know more about PlayStation View, where can they go?
You can go to psview.com. We'll give you everything you need to know.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAYNE. PAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.